Next on our Asia Horse Week special, we catch up with former Melbourne-based jockey Chad Schofield, who's been based in Hong Kong now for four seasons. I chatted with Chad at the Longines Masters of Hong Kong, where he took part in a rather novel show jumping event. Chad, it's wonderful to catch up with you here in Hong Kong. How long have you been riding in this region for now?
This will now be my fourth season. When this season's finished, I'll have completed four, and can't believe how quickly it's gone. I originally came in a three-month stint, hoping to stay, and I've just been extended ever since, and my goal is to stay even longer, hopefully.
4 years has flown by. Time does go quick here in Hong Kong. Have you enjoyed the journey so far?
I really have. I just love the racing here. I really enjoy the lifestyle. You know, we race twice a week, and it's just such high quality in every aspect. Although there's times I miss home, and when I watch the Spring Carnival and that, you know, I obviously wish I was there. But in the bigger picture, I'm very grateful and lucky to be in Hong Kong.
Hard work, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. It's a funny place. It's obviously we don't have managers here, and we've got to manage ourselves. And you need to really be proactive to get the rides, because if you don't do it for yourself, no one else is going to do it for you. And, you know, in my career in Australia, I always relied on a manager and never had to do this side of things. And something I had to learn pretty quickly. And it's all going well. And just keep raising the bar and building my support base here, and keep riding winners.
You're a tall rider. Has Hong Kong helped you to manage your weight?
I would say racing twice a week probably has, because, you know, we got 3 days in between each race, meaning to get ready for the next one. And, you know, and in summer here it's really hot, and, you know, it's quite easy to manage your weight rather than sitting in the car for 4 hours a day driving to, you know, Bendigo and whatnot. But, I'm tall, but I'm still riding really light. I'm riding the minimum here, which is 52. It takes a bit of work, but it's something I'm keeping on top of.
The lifestyle here and the experiences that you've had, what have been some of the key learnings on this mission so far?
Well, the races here, they're very fast, they're very tactical, and you really have to be sharp. I find the races in Hong Kong are won in the first half, not the second half of the race. You know, Happy Valley in particular, you've really got to get your horse into the right position as quickly as possible. You've got to be very, very tactical, and I feel like that's really improved me the most as a rider.
What would you say has been your greatest accomplishment since relocating to Hong Kong?
Probably winning the Group 1 Classic Cup on a horse called Singapore Sling last year. That was my biggest race I've won in Hong Kong, and probably the biggest thrill I've got so far.
Do you get home much?
Whenever I can, generally in between each season, in our off season, I'll go home and see the family, or if I happen to get a suspension, I'll head over and see my family and that. But I would say only about two or three times a year, but whenever I can.
Now, tonight you participated in a very interesting concept as part of the Longines Hong Kong Masters at Asia World Expo. It's called the Race of the Riders, and what happens is you team up with a top show jumping rider and you compete against other jockeys to do the same. How did you fare tonight?
Well, I ran fourth, but unfortunately that means I was last as well. There were only four people in the class. We were quite slow, but I jumped a clear round, and it's actually the first time I've ever show jumped. I didn't grow up show jumping, so I had good fun, and I'll hopefully put my hand up to do it next year.
I saw you in the warm-up paddock in the lead-up. You sit on quite nicely as an equestrian rider. Had you done much of that type of thing before growing up?
Never. I learned to ride on a thoroughbred sitting short with short irons. So I had three lessons coming into tonight, and I just sort of played it by ear and did what I could. It was good fun.
It's something different.
It's very different, and it was great. There was a big crowd here tonight, and though I ran last, I had good fun.
Well, it made a bit nerve-wracking because the atmosphere is quite electric here and thousands of people watching.
Yeah, it is. It was really nice, and thankfully the organisers gave us these bomb-proof warm blood horses that just made it oh so easy. We just had to point them in the direction we wanted to go.
On occasion in years gone by, a few of the jockeys have
mucked up the course. That can often be the most challenging aspect of the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was stressed about the most. We actually had a practice round last night here and did the course we did now, and I've been thinking about it since then. I wasn't going to forget it, and I wrote it down and studied it, and yeah, I memorised it pretty well.
Has the experience given you a greater appreciation for equestrian, and in particular the ability required of a show jumping rider at this level?
It really has. Even watching the professionals here tonight, they're just fantastic riders. They really connect with their horse, and their horsemanship's phenomenal. So yeah, I really have. I've grown a bigger respect for it, and like I said, I'll be putting my hand up to do it next year.
Now back to race riding, and what are your plans in Hong Kong? I guess as it is for many, it's season by season, contract by contract. Are you pretty confident that things will be renewed again at the end of this season and the future is long term here?
I'm hoping so. Currently I'm sitting on 16 winners. In my three previous years, I've ridden about 30, 33 winners for the entire season. So I'm on track to get what I've got so far. Obviously, I want to raise the bar and do better, but I've had a bit of a quiet sort of 6 weeks, which has stalled my momentum. But hoping to get back into the flow of things and keep the winners coming. But yeah, I'm hopeful I can stay and make Hong Kong my long-term home.
Nice to see you, Chad, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thanks, Joe.